News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Backlash mounting over the Justice Department's nearly $1.8 billion fund created with taxpayer dollars intended to pay off White House allies who believe they were wronged by the Biden administration. CBS's Tina Kraus.
A bill funding President Trump's key priorities, immigration, border security, and his White House ballroom, has stalled on Capitol Hill, caught in the fallout over the Justice Department's nearly $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. North Carolina GOP Senator Tom Tillis calling it a payout for punks.
These people don't deserve restitution. Many of them deserve to be in prison.
The Senate adjourned abruptly for the holiday without voting on the measure. The president says the U.S. will send 5,000 troops to Poland just weeks after he said 5,000 would be leaving Europe, most of them from Poland. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The United States continues to have global commitments that it needs to meet in terms of our force deployment, and that constantly requires us to reexamine where we put troops. This is not a punitive thing. It's just something that's ongoing.
Mr. Trump says he's recommitting because of his relationship with Poland's president. Stephen Colbert took his final bow on The Late Show on CBS.
We were lucky enough to be here for the last 11 years.
Yes.
All right, that was, can't take this for granted. This isn't goodbye, it's see you later.
After turning down several celebs, he chose his final guest.
Hey, Steve, what about me?
Paul McCartney, back at the Ed Sullivan Theater, where the Beatles made their first appearance in 1964.
We'd never been to America. We come here, and people said this is like the biggest show. And to tell you the truth, we'd never heard of him, you know. But, well, you know, England.
After 99 years, we will turn out the lights at CBS News Radio tonight. Correspondent Mark Strassman.
This is London.
And this was CBS News Radio on the front lines of history.
This is Trafalgar Square.
Ed Murrow during World War II.
The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid siren.
Walter Cronkite on the JFK assassination.
A Secret Service man was heard to shout from the car, "He's dead."
Plans for a new tribute to women on the National Mall squashed. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A bill to create a Smithsonian Women's History Museum failed after a dispute in Congress over transgender inclusion. Republicans added language limiting recognition to biological women, leading Democrats to pull support and sink the measure.
Dow futures are up 96. This is CBS News.
Join Adriana Diaz and Kelly O'Grady for the perfect start to your weekend. Ease into your Saturday with CBS Saturday Morning on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Ready or not, summer is coming, and Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance is on now. Right now through May 25th, get up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals all sale long and surprise flash deals on Memorial Day. We're talking thousands of products at every style and budget. Now is the time to save big on must-haves for your patio, backyard, and beyond. These savings won't last, so don't wait. Shop Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance now through May 25th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The racing world is mourning a NASCAR champ.
He was a two-time Cup Series champion who won more races than anyone across NASCAR's three national series.
Here comes the 18! Kyle Busch will win!
Kyle Busch has died at age 41. The Busch family, Richard Childress Racing and NASCAR, issued a joint statement saying our entire NASCAR family is heartbroken by the loss of Kyle Busch and adding, a future Hall of Famer, Kyle was a rare talent, one who comes along once in a generation. Busch is survived by his wife Samantha and two children. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Paging Dr. Bobby. The Pirates calling on the pit star, played by Noah Wyle on the hit HBO series, to help kick off the team's annual Yinzerpalooza Fan Fest. They'll give away Dr. Robbie bobbleheads to the first 20,000 who show up at the July 25th game in Pittsburgh against the Cubs. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.